All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. My name's Eddie Greer, coming to you from a cold. Yes, winter has officially arrived here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this on Black Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope everyone is happy, having a safe and thrilling that did not come up. That's not how I want to say it, but I hope everyone's having a great Thanksgiving weekend here. Recording this on Black Friday, November 28th, 2025, postcast edition, 2x2. Getting that here in just a second. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. Once again, first time mind giving us a listen here on the EG3 Podcast, sports, running, and whatever porn comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. We are on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast, folks, here. And I know, the elephant in the room, that's going to be a separate episode. Probably going to be the fall finale, if you will, of this podcast. I'm saving that for that. And for some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. And another lottery just happened yesterday. Berlin, I know like five, six people that got in on that deal. So congratulations on that one. And obviously, I'll get to my situation for next year, which is going to be, well, better save that. But some of y'all know I'm talking about. Some others that listen to this podcast or have been listening to this podcast all year long or been in and out don't know what I'm talking about. So that's probably going to be a perfect way to end the fall finale, or whatever you want to call it, there as well. But I want to talk about real quick, because these happened kind of back to back, and these are the last races I'm going to be talking about here in 2025. Race season, race year is over. Donezo, right? We're coming off of Salina, obviously, there, where originally we were supposed to do the Good Life Halfsea. That didn't happen because of other things that all of a sudden popped up in life that you don't expect. So again, I'm telling y'all right now, you can plan all this out. And then, of course, you have the X factor that you cannot control what you control situation. That's what happened to me. I had to cancel on Halfsea, on the Good Life Halfsea there for this year. Did the Salina Crossroads Half Marathon again. Go check it out. Download it. You know what to do there. If you're not subscribing to this podcast, if you're a first timer, I would advise you to go listen to that. But yeah, we're coming off of that. So now, two races, right? First one, the Gobbler Grind for the second straight year in Overland Park, but this time a different distance. Went ahead and did the half instead of the 5K. Now, I felt really good all week. Going leaning all into that. Into that race, you know, kind of did the 1 week taper thing and all that other stuff like that. Felt really good. The time was very, very solid. Finally hit 82 for the first time in quite a while. So we're training. We're getting there. It feels like it's far, far away, but I feel like we're getting there. And who knows, maybe when I talk about this race coming up for the fall finale, who knows what's going to happen. But obviously, solid race across the board. But yeah, so this race was held Overland Park, Corporate Woods. I think the Runner's Edge was in charge of this race. That's new. I thought KC Running Company did this race. So that was, I wouldn't say it was a shock at all. I shouldn't say that. I had the director know my name coming from the Runner's Edge. I guess when you're up front winning races or winning age groups or whatnot, your name gets around. So, I haven't ran that many races. I was telling a couple others, I haven't ran that many races, and I'm going to be really race specific next year because I do try to do a potential hometown race potentially is in that mix there. I've already known my fate for the spring race already, the number one spring race already. So that's crazy. But anyways, yeah. So, I should be used to, because when you're up front in contention most of the time in these races, especially around here in Kansas City, your name going to get out there pretty much So that was, I shouldn't be shocked by it, but I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. That was that pre-check-in, packet pickup on Saturday, whatnot. Want to get there early, knowing me, getting there early, getting in, getting out, get it done quick, not messing around and all that other stuff, right? So yeah, got that all taken care of. I was originally, here's a funny story about that. Cause originally I think me, Chelsea and Justin, this was originally supposed to be a surprise from the top, because Justin and Chelsea were going to do the marathon together and whatnot. And I was going to, quote unquote, surprise them and run the whole thing. I'm glad I didn't do that. I'm glad I didn't do that, but it would have been something to do. It would have been really fun to do it, but you got to do two, it's basically two loops, and that's basically two outbacks out in that course out there. Ooh, and I've talked about this, well, not on the podcast, but I've talked about this off podcast with plenty of people. My first marathon, well, I was going to lay it out there. My first marathon, right, guys, was a two-loop course. I did not know a thing, and this was my first marathon. Very first marathon, Wichita, Kansas, baby. yep, two-loop course, baby. I did not know about it until stepping onto the course. All right, yeah, we're done. You're done with the half marathon. Got it? Nope, you got to go right back around a second time. Like, what? What is this? But so surprisingly, I held, for the first marathon, looking back at it, I surprisingly held it all together. Now, originally, and knowing me, of course, going back, way back when to my first marathon, I should have started running across the board. Let's give myself three, baby. But obviously, that did not happen there, because I got dizzy. I think it was like mile 20, 21, 22, something like that. I was actually feeling okay after mile 20. After that, I started to feel, I remember it to this day. The first marathon Fast Eddie's ever ran, I think that was 2015, something like that. Again, I remember it where I was at, Wichita, Kansas, and where we ran the two-loop course. Mm-mm-mm. How psychological is that? And how did I pull that off? I don't know. And since then, I've ran a couple ultras that you go in circles. I have no idea. A few years later, I ran another two-loop course, pretty much marathon. So I have not learned my lesson. I have not learned my lesson about choosing these difficult psychological courses where you got to go multiple times around the course, and you have to be mentally strong. And I guess I am mentally strong. I guess I know that. Especially from the last runner standing to deal 2 years ago now. And then of course first marathon, and then another marathon later on out in, oh man, now I'm afraid where this is at. Oh boy, man, this is the darn it, I cannot think of, I think it's, I know it was the Eisenhower Marathon. Where was this at? It's on the tip of my tongue. I cannot. It was another place. Now I cannot think of, just outside of Junction City. I can't remember what it is now, but yeah. So yeah, it takes a lot of prep, and even then, you can do all the preparation, marathon training, ultra training, and when you get in that moment, it's like oh, you know what I'm saying? You got to really dig deep. In the back of tricks, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's all about, you know, how strong you are in that moment. I mean, you do all the preparation, all that. It's just like, again, I want to go back to last runner standing for a minute. We know, y'all know, listeners know what I did last year. And we were about to do it this year. And then, of course, it was called off of an audible because of my current running coach. Did not want me to do this race. But this race is back on the radar because of what happened to me a couple weeks ago. And again, I'll explain all that in the fall finale of this podcast. Don't you worry about that. Y'all like, what is Eddie talking about? Yeah, we'll get all in that. That's going to be a separate episode. And again, that's going to be a perfect way to kind of end the 2025 year. But yeah, man, so, I mean, the last runner standing, you got to go basically, again, for those that don't know, right, last year understanding, right? And this year, obviously, the dates, everybody talked about how hot it was. It would have been, dog, it would have been interesting. Put me in that. Ooh, and you know, it's cold right now. I don't like this cold weather right now, but I'm still out here getting miles in. Now I'm just running around, getting miles in. But again, next week, we'll see if I'm going to start my official spring half marathon block. We'll see next week about that. I should be really good. Now I'm just running around out here, you're trying to get miles in before the 2025 calendar year runs out. But yeah, it's cold out there now. It's like earliest morning, it was like mid 20s, 24, 25 degrees out here. I'm still out here bundled up and stuff like that out here trying to get these miles in before the snow hits. And good thing that, you know, not having a vehicle for what, a month or whatever it was, instead of just driving out to Lenexa or Mission or downtown or North Kansas City to run around those areas, you gotta stick around here and try to get to know the area, these areas a little bit better. And that's gonna pay dividends anyways, because once the snow hit, you're like, where are you gonna go? Because half these drivers out here don't know how to drive. So it's like, all right, so you gotta learn some of these streets, even try to be creative, run around, and that's gonna pay dividends. Now again, with the snow, when the snow is on the ground on the sidewalk, that's gonna be a different story, because seriously, out on the street. But we'll have to get to that right here. Welcome back to another episode of the EG3, or welcome back to the current edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, apologize about all that hollering and stuff out there like that. But we're going to keep it moving. Usually I'm going to start it over, but I'm already, 12 minutes into this thing. So we're going to keep it moving. The EG3 podcast here on Black Friday, November 28, 2025, postcast times two. We're in the middle. Where I was in the middle of talking about, obviously recapping a little bit, the Gobbler Grind half marathon. I was in the middle of talking about double loops and all that other stuff like that. But yeah, so again, glad I did not do the marathon. It was two loops, basically two outbacks, whatever you want to call that. That could be draining, especially if you're not locked in. It's gonna be a long morning / afternoon, no matter what type of runner you are. It takes that type of toughness to get through anything. So definitely kudos to everybody who whether it was the 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon out there who completed those races last weekend. So there's that. But I want to say one thing real quick. I gotta tell you that. I mean, going starting that way did, obviously, there was no goal for this. If, oh, by the way, there was no goal for this race. This race was like, all right, let's try to build on confidence here. Let's just see. Let's see confidence. We'll see what it gets us. Well, almost got us where we wanted to be. But at the end of the day, it is what it is at this point in time. It's like you're so close, but it's so far away. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay. It's okay for this type of race there as well. But I do want to say one thing, and it's about this. I got to say the way back, really, because obviously you're out there. I don't know who was first marathon, but I know I was chasing my TKC Smoke teammates out there for sure. I was trying to latch on to one of them for the entire race. I got dropped because of traffic. Oh boy, race traffic on the way back sucked. Yeah, that was terrible. You know, and then on one point, and this is again, one of my KC Smoke teammates was pacing as well. And this is not on another, and we talked afterwards, said, don't worry about it, it's not your fault. It's just the way you catch, it's like lap traffic of NASCAR, right? You catch wrong slow ass car, you're in trouble, especially trying to hunt down for the lead. You see this, if you're a racing fan, hey, this used to be NASCAR podcast now. If you are a NASCAR fan, you would know, because you see it all the time, especially late in races when when that second place car is trying to hunt down the first place car, or a third place trying to charge up through the field, something like that. You're trying to bounce back from a pit road penalty, and you want Laptop to get out of the way. And that's what it was. That's what it was out there. I don't know what happy people are doing. I don't know. And I'm not trying to sound all pity party and all that, but I'm just laying how it is. Because you're up front, and half these people don't know where they at, or the lack of awareness out there in the course. And unfortunately, I was latched on to one of my KC Smoke teammates pretty good through the first half. I raised, okay, I made a mental note during that race saying, all right, he's a little bit quicker than I am. Let's see what happens. Let's see if I can stay with him for a little bit. If he's even close to me, especially toward that finish line, oh, we'll get to that. Then, by the way, we'll translate into that. We'll transform into that here in a few minutes. But yeah, I've gotten almost halfway through this podcast. I haven't said what I did. Well, I already said what I did. It was 82 high sub 123. That's what we did, but I did not. I left out an important part. But anyways, yeah. So trying to latch onto him. And on the way back to the start finish line, because again, what did I just say? Out back twice, right? Okay, so the half marathon coming back, my KC Smoke teammate, that one of them was pacing and 135, I think. And unfortunately, here they come lined up, and here I am about to catch a slower runner. Who was very, very, very slow. I'm sorry, but I apologize, but very, very slow and probably doesn't know what's going on. And I had to really slow up. I lost some time right there. I know for sure. And I even at some point, at some of the other points too, I lost some spots too, seconds too, because I had to weave around people that are just taking up space and too slow. So it's just, or just the fact that you want to get ran over, okay, you want to play that. I played football. I used to play football. You want to play that game, it's going to get dangerous real quick. So it's just a lack of awareness, these runners, even that's like that. I know one of the people that was complaining as well, and I'm not going to say his name. And so I know the director of the course talked to me, or at least for a little bit anyways, beforehand, not the day of the race, but the day before the race there as well. So he might not listen to this podcast episode very, very well. But yeah, you got to do what you got to do there as well. So that was very unfortunate for me there. And then all adds up there, losing seconds like that. That hurts. And unfortunately, you can't play that stuff. You just gotta try to make adjustments. Gotta try to make adjustments and try to make it up as much as I can. Okay, so there's that. So anyway, so coming to the finish, right? And I did not look at my watch till the final mile of it, see where I was at. I didn't look at the time, I just looked at the pace where I was hitting at. And this was a battle. Pretty much for the Masters win, because here we are. And I thought at the time it was for fifth place, because everybody was looking at, I guess, because of another runner was on his way back or whatnot, and he didn't even have a bib on. It was a younger runner. He didn't even have a bib on. So there, everybody's holding up number five at me on the way back. Okay. So it's fifth spot. All right. At that moment in time, I didn't even know it was for almost podium. But anyways. So on the way back, this other runner, that last mile there, runs me down. Like, I can hear clear his footsteps right behind me. It's like, uh-oh. So I'm going to try to hold on as long as I can. He ended up passing me half mile. It's like, unless I think it was like a half mile to go or something like that. All right, just stay with him. Just stay right there close enough. You have the kick where you can get him, right? You can get after him, get him, right? So pass me. All right, so let's just stay close. I thought he was going to check out, but he did not. And on the final stretch home, there's that legendary EG three keep, baby. That kick, baby. Woo! Right there. Got him. Passed him there. And there was the finish line right there. And yours truly, for the final time in 2025, Masters victory here in the EG3 podcast, baby. Woo! Let's go, baby. So that's the part I left out there as well. Another win, age group win for yours truly in the books here in 2025. I did not know at the time. Look, you're racing, you guys do all these races, whether you're in the 30s, 40s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on, right? You don't know who you're racing. It all depends on who shows up at these races and who you're going to be racing against. And at that time, I'm locked in. I don't know what the hell is going on. So I'm just trying to hang on. And when I look at the results, oh, man, that was for the win. That was good. That was awesome. That was awesome to get him at the line. Typical Eddie stuff. Wait right there to the last minute, and then boom, turn on them EG3 jets. It's over. It's over. I'm telling you, you better not be that close to me when we hit that finish line. That's all I gotta say. Maybe that's me humble bragging. Maybe not humble brag, but maybe that had a confidence in me. But again, it's like, all right, we're just gonna run off confidence, see what's gonna happen. And yeah, man, so in sub 123.82 in the books, the last half marathon of the sea of the year. And it was for fourth. It was overall for fourth in the Masters victory by a second, officially there as well. So I couldn't be more proud of that effort there as well. Really, but really turn around and run a little bit faster. Yeah, I surprised some people there. Like, yeah, is this some line of fat? Not fat, but flat. Is it a lot of flat? Like, I wouldn't say it's. I'll probably say 80% flat. Now they got some rollers in the back. I talked about this a little bit in the other postcast, the Salina postcast. There's some rollers on the backside, but the first half, yeah, it's pretty much flat. The first 10K is pretty flat until you hit the famous Salina Hill. Then you got work to do after that, because you got Hill there, 6, 7, and 8. So yeah, it's once you get through that, you're okay. But yeah, there's that Salina Hill, the area that all those folks out there love to talk about out there. So yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I look at myself. I don't know how I do it, to be honest with you, because you look at these the paces. First half was fine. Second half was wonky a little bit. Yeah, because of running into race traffic, or what do you want to call it, there as well. But I thought it was solid, man. Solid race. You win the Mad Masters. Obviously, super ass competitive. So there ain't no hiding. You have to be on top of your game, or you're gonna get ate up. That's just the way it is. And maybe we'll just have, I know we're gonna have some work to do. There's still some work left, but hopefully we can get it done when we talk about our big half marathon come up. Yeah, the EG3 podcast continues. Eddie Greer III, Black Friday, recording on Black Friday, November 28th, 2025 here. So that was the first one. And then just yesterday, right, just wanted to do something a little different than your usual, your normal, quote-unquote, turkey trot. Everybody out there getting their exercise in there 3 miles in before their big turkey dinner out there. And I decided, and this is what I stuck with it, because usually I change my mind after the fact, but I stuck with it, and damn, it's harder than it looks. Downhill mile, I'm gonna just run this thing flat. Oh my goodness. So for a second year in a row, we did our Thanksgiving on Ward Parkway. And for those in the city, locally, know what I'm talking about, who've done Rock the Parkway and all that, that's going to be here before we know it. All that other stuff, that has been done. That and some other races has been associated with that part of the course. But yeah, more famously, Rock the Parkway, that's on that road right there. Whoop, right there. So, and oh, by the way, that's one, and that half marathon, the first time I did that half marathon, It's one of my fastest halves that I've done up until this point. But yeah, man, so we did that for the second straight year. But this time we did the downhill mile instead of, what was the 5K or 10K before that. Man, I tell you, I probably should. Now, again, this was all for fun. This was not looking for a time or anything like that. Yours truly almost did it again. Just missed 5 flat by 2 seconds. It's finishing the top 10. Ninth place, but oh my, I paid the price for it. First half of the mile was fine, but I did not really, well, I should have realized it when I saw all of them fast people led by Stephen Kilhoffner. I know that name from K-State. Kilhoffner, Quinlan Mole. I tried hanging with them guys. That was a mistake. Going downhill. Yeah, I died pretty much. I don't know how I mustered up almost a 5 flat, but I died and I got hawked down. I should have probably just paced myself a little bit, but again, there's going to be another opportunity there on that. Cause again, I'm still trying to finalize, 2026 plans, or at least races anyways. And one race that I've been talking to several others off the podcast about the famous USA track and USA certified course, Des Moines, Iowa, baby. So we might be doing some heavy traveling, the first half of the year, the first part of 2026, again, Lord willing, if we can get there. So there's the Grand Blue Mile. Yeah. Yep. Grand Blue Mile that I have had that circled for the last couple of years. Haven't been able to do it. We'll just have to see. I am hopeful to do it this time around, but we also got a trolley too. So on the same weekend, I talked to my coach about that one. So I know that's definitely in the books there. Whether or not we didn't get in to the big half, big half or not. So that was, so yeah. So there was no, I wasn't going to run no marathon in the spring anyway. So. There's kind of that outliner on that one. So yeah, so probably would have, I had my thoughts, sights set on having this other guy who I know, we don't know each other, but we follow each other on Strava. Imagine that, you know, you follow people that, oh, you see him, but you don't, you talk, you just avoid him, right? So I was going to have him be in front of me, but he stayed back. I was right up there with them fast people up there. So I thought he was going to do the 5K, which he did end up doing along with the mile as well. I'm like, what is going on? Did he sign up for both of them, or you just sign up for the mile and just hopped into the 5K anyway? I don't know. I'll figure that out. But anyways, so we got that going on. Yeah, I should have had him do, because he played it perfectly. He played it perfectly along with several others as well. I probably should just do like I usually do, just hang in the mid-pack and just gradually work my way down. And then wait to hit the downhill to hit the EG3 speed machine. And it didn't make my move, but luckily I was able to get to the back of them somehow. And yeah, but I got past a lot, man. But somehow I came in the top 10. I don't know how I did that. But yeah, the first four were them post-college kids, you want to call it there. So that was probably a mistake. But anyways, that this was just for fun. And running downhill, oh, it's harder than it is. Yeah, so it's definitely hard. It's like, you think it's easy? But I'd rather take the uphills than running downhill, be honest with you. I don't know what it is about hills and all that other stuff, but I think I'm better on the uphills than the downhills. I'm just saying. So yeah, man. So that was that right there. I don't know. I'm just consistent like that. I don't know how I do it, but we did EG3, did it again, baby. Right around 4:59, 5:05 range. That seemed to be the sweet spot on these road races. I don't know what it is. I'm obviously better on the track. That's hands down. Ooh, if y'all know, follow this podcast for quite a while now. We've been recapping races now for almost 2 years now on this show. We're on this Rebandit podcast. Y'all know EG3 can get it on the track now. Can't wait. Cannot wait to the summer next year. Obviously you have the Casey Metro Mile next year, and then I might add another. We might be doing, like I said, I might be doing quite a bit of traveling. Because we're getting to that point that it's like, all right, we got to try to do this race here, we got to try to do that race here, and all this other stuff like that. So you're truly going to be doing a little bit. I've been cluing y'all in on that. On that big half we're going to be doing. Boy, we got some work to do on that one. And some of y'all who got in that Berlin. I don't know what's worse. trying to plan for one of these bigger USA races or the world majors or going overseas. Oh my goodness, boy. But I'm pumped up for those that got into Berlin that I found out on social yesterday, last night. and one of them is going to be gunning for her. She did all. Shout out to Elena on ET3 podcast. Shout out Elena. She has now done all three of the U.S. World Majors, and two of them in a span of 2 months. Yeah, she did. Wait, hold up. Yeah, I think. I want to say, yeah, Chicago. She did Boston earlier this year. Yeah, she did all of them in 1 year. Yeah, let's go, baby. Oh, man, she did all of it in 1 year. Yeah, I had to think for a minute. Okay, yeah, because she did Boston. Yeah, she did Boston early on in the year, and then early on in the spring, and then turn around, she did Boston and Big Sur. And Big Sur is another one, not a world major, but another one of those fun races. See, we be forgetting all this. I had a podcast about this a while ago. I don't know when, but I've done so many podcasts here and there. It's crazy, but yeah, y'all, we forget some of these other races now. Everybody's too caught up in the world majors. I keep telling y'all that. Whether everybody wants to be that legendary six, and now you add Sydney in the mix, seven world majors. Everybody wants to do world major now, and it's crazy. Y'all forget that there's other marathons that. Oh damn! Look at that. I know Eugene is one of them. Big Sur, another. That's all out west. CIM ain't even done yet. CIM, that's next week, next Saturday or something like that. It's next Sunday, something like that. And I'm planning on running CIM next December. And I got to say, that's a long time to be waiting to be racing, because between, the summer and December, that's a long time. A lot can happen. A lot can happen in that time frame. Yeah, something right there. So that's why I was in the midst of either Chicago. What was it? Yeah, Chicago. KC, yeah, the hometown race I'm talking about, Kansas City, because I don't know what it is. Someone's been telling me to do KC again, and we have done pretty much all the KC races. Yes, folks, we have done all the KC races except for the 5K. So I might be chomping in a bit. We'll just see what happens. And speaking of lotteries, yeah, you're truly back in the ball game yet again for Chicago. So I'm just gonna let y'all know right now on that one. And we won't even find that out until the week after next week. I believe we all find out about that one. So we'll see, because everybody's going to be in on that one for sure. Yeah, see? So we got that one. And so a lot of it's going to depend on Chicago. Because if I do not get in Chicago, I do have a backup plan. So there's that. So that's already ready to go on that one. So, hey, it's not a big deal. But, hey, who knows? If we get another shot crack at it. Again, if you've been listening to this podcast for almost 2 years now, this rebranded podcast, we ran Chicago last year for the first ever world major, right? So we took care of that, right? Unexpected. Well, no, we got to know, because of my time. I didn't sign up for no lottery or anything else like that. I got in because of my time. My grandma's time, my grandma's marathon time. That's how I got in to the big dance, baby. So. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not gonna play these pity hoping that. I know I can. I said that. I know I said that for a couple others. You know, you get used to sign up for these world ass majors, and then you used to getting rejected. So you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with all that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we'll just have to play it by reaction. If we don't get in, hey, you know what? Hey, we got a backup plan. So yeah, either Des Moines Bowl. Or the hometown race, I think KC for sure. I can say that. I can sit here and say that right now, for 2026. Yeah, I think that's going to have to be how we're going to play it. Now, if things were to change, then, yeah, we're going to act accordingly. Yeah, Chicago will be easier anyway because it's only an 8-hour drive. So, yeah. So there's that. There as well. And, of course, this is 2026, boy. Oh, my goodness. I haven't even told you what the spring race is. So, yeah, again, that's going to be the forward fall finale of this podcast. Some of y'all know, a lot of y'all know. Some people that listen to the podcast are like, Eddie is like cluing in, like, maybe y'all gonna figure it out by now. But if I haven't, I'm not gonna tell y'all nothing until the last episode, which there might be another one before that, or I might just go ahead and record it and have that be the last one there of 2025, because we're done with, we're done with racing for 2025. so it's time for me to kind of refocus a little bit and get after this block, because it's going to start right away. So we got, this is a lot of excitement right now, trying to figure things out, but it's just one step at a time. This block here, I have to figure out everything out. So it's like, okay, what here, I have to figure out here. And luckily, the Elena has helped me out a little bit with all that, with all that stuff. So yeah, it's going to be fun. This is going to be interesting stuff. But yeah, man, we're going to run. My plan, hopefully, is to do, well, obviously, the Casey Miles, no question about that, because I know what I'm capable of the track. I come from the track background. I don't come from the road racing stuff. It's really tricky. I mean, just like I said, it's like, all right, you know, I'm thinking to myself, all right, okay, should I go out with these guys or not? And I decided to go out with them anyway. It's like, I had one person to pick out, and he was in the back. He rode right past me, like, damn it. So it's tricky. You have to, okay, who are you going to lock in? Just what I was talking about tonight when I was running that race, the Gobble Grind race, to run a time like that. I just said, look, we'll just stick with him. Try to hold on as long as you can. That will tell me something, because he's a little bit faster than me. And that's okay. He's a little bit fat. Everybody, I'm not faster than everybody here. I still got some work to do. And that excites me, because I'm seeing everybody, these older guys. Like I said, the Masters division over here, ooh, boy, everybody fast. that's like NFL. Everybody quick, everybody stronger, faster, stronger. You have to be up to the challenge. You have to meet the challenge. If you ain't, you're going to be out to lunch, fool. You ain't, guys, fools, whatever you want to call it. So it just makes me that much hungrier. I know I got some work to do there, but I feel like, honestly, it just, I feel like I'm in shape with these guys. I feel like I do. It's just something tells me I might try to hop in with one of them guys at some point, try one of their workouts. We'll see. That'll tell me something, because I know they're all faster than me, but I'm as faster than some of them. but these are guys that completing Olympics and all that other, for road miles and all that other stuff. I just not that talented. You have to like pick your spot, because if you don't hit it right, you're not gonna get it run a good time at all. So it's gonna be fascinating to see. I'm still kind of evaluating outside of podcasts and whatnot what other extracurricular activity I'm gonna be doing, or other options I'm considering right now as we wrap this show here on Black Friday. But yeah, so that's what's up. Two races in a span of 4 days. Turn around on a 122, and then all of a sudden, boom, you almost hit fly flat. So, look, I'm happy where it was. Glad those are over, and glad the race season's over. So now we can finally, after this weekend, trying to refocus ourselves here a little bit and get into this, what's now going to be another winter slash, I don't know what it is, because I ran a bunch this past winter. So I don't know what it is, but yeah, you just gotta try to get it in, get it done out there as well. So that was what's happened with EG3, aka Fast Eddie, over the last 4 days, two races in 4 days. Obviously, the half marathon on last Sunday, coming in the fourth, top four, and winning Masters in the Gobble Grind races, and then of course top 10 yesterday. At Ward Parkway, the downhill mile, not your usual turkey trot. I thought about actually traveling out there back to Manhattan for the turkey trot, maybe probably next year, for sure. I think we might be making a trip back over there. I know I'm making trips back over there, but I think next year we're gonna have to bring it back. I think we're gonna have to bring it back and get on out there and do that, do the are trick or treat out there again. For sure, as we're trying to figure some things out, but all of it's not figured out yet. So we just have to go along with it as well. I know Berlin yesterday, the lottery was announced yesterday. I know like 5-6 people have gotten already to next year's Berliner Marathon 2026. And obviously, stay tuned because our fall finale is going to be. I've been hitting at it. Everybody's the biggest elephant in the room. I still can't believe it myself. So I've been trying to go to work. I'm not the best planner and all that, but I'm really trying to go to work. And we gotta make this happen. we gotta make it happen. We in, baby. We in. We gotta make it happen. We have no choice. We can't pass it up. We're out of time in our life now. You ain't done nothing before. You better do it. So it's one of those type of things, especially if it comes unexpected, like it did 2 weeks ago. So yeah, that's where we're at right there. We gotta take care of it. We gotta do what you gotta do to get it done. So I'm excited, really excited to talk about that. The cap off 2025 as well. The HE3 podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We're free and available either weekly or twice a week. Obviously here on the show, we're at Spotify, Google, iTunes, EG3 podcast, running the adventures of EG3 sports, whatever important else comes across this desk in 2025. CIM left. That's next week. See, you need something in there. All these fall races, all these good half marathon races, ultras, you need something in there. So that's why I'm like, let's put something in there. Because that's a long wait. Anyways, but yeah, so there'll be plenty of time to talk about it here in the show. But we're going to have to wrap this Black Friday episode up. This will probably come out until tomorrow night. So there's that. And of course, Eddie's got to work on Sunday. So yeah, there's that. There's that as well. But yeah, man, so we got to do what we got to do. So yeah, so Eddie works Sunday. And then yeah, Saturday night, this will probably come up to y'all feeds, if not Monday, no later than Monday for sure. But I think this will come out on I'll make the decision on that either Saturday. I know everybody's traveling for the Thanksgiving holidays, or Monday, no later than Monday for sure. Monday night on the first day of December, the last month of the 2025. Crazy. I feel like the days just keep getting faster. That's crazy, especially with this time change and winter and how cold it is out there. It's only the beginning, folks. So buckle in, strap up, folks. We might be in for another long winter. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we have made it to the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. One more for sure. I don't know if we're going to have another one between now and that episode, but we'll let you know for sure. But we about to close this book on 2025, and we need to. But anyways, but thank you for listening to the postcast times 2 Thanksgiving edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of this podcast. We out.